Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Easter bread. Russian Orthodox Easter is this Sunday, and families across Alaska are preparing for the event with Easter bread. The symbolic food came to the state along with Russian colonists more than 200 years ago, but it's taken on a new life with Alaskans who have since added their own traditions to it. Victoria Peterson has the story.
Scraping the sides of the bowl, Abby Slater is forming a dough of milk, sugar, yeast, and flour. It's Slater's first time making Easter bread. She's observed and helped her Aleut family make it many times before, though.
My earliest memory of Easter bread was actually later in life, because we didn't reconnect with my aunt until I was a little bit older, and she was the one who had the recipe for the Easter bread. My grandma died before I was born, my native grandma, my Kuka, and so she didn't get to pass that along to us grandkids.
The recipe her aunt uses is the same recipe the family has been using for generations. Originally from Kashiga, a small village near Dutch Harbor, Slater's family traditionally used dried berries and candied fruits in their Easter bread.
I do feel like with Easter bread, it's interesting hearing all the different variations of it, because at the end of the day, it's just a bread recipe, right? But we talk about things like some people put berries in it or candied fruit, and that's what I grew up, that's the version I grew up with. But then other people are like, no, that's not how you make it. And then other people frost it. And in my mind, I'm like, that's not how you make it. But that is how people make it. It's just not what I grew up with, you know.
Diane Chris says that Easter bread in Prince William Sound is elaborately decorated. She's a matushka, which means priest's wife, at St. Innocent Russian Orthodox Church in Anchorage.
So on Easter, when you're in a church, I've been in the churches are small in the Sound. I've been there, and all, you know, you're fasting, and all you smell is this sweet kalich and the frostings, and it's just amazing. So, and normally they put a candle on the top of them and it's lit for the blessing. Yeah, it's very festive.
Easter bread, also known as kulich, is a decadent, egg-rich, dairy-rich, yeast-risen bread. Mother Kapitolina, the only nun at St. Innocent Russian Orthodox Church in Anchorage, says the bread symbolizes Easter.
Doing everything that we have fasted from, butter, eggs, okay, and then now it's the resurrection.
Chris helps make food for a bake sale the church is having. She says the bread is baked in coffee tins, representing the tomb Jesus resurrected from. Traditionally, Easter bread is always made by women and is a skill mothers pass down to daughters. Every year, St. Innocent has an annual bake sale where church members bake Easter bread, fry bread, piroshkis, pirog, and other traditional foods. The money from the sale goes to their church and is open to the public.
We have lots of people throughout the state that have grown up with the bread in the villages, and they have different types of bread that they're used to. So we have a variety here that are baked by the ladies of the church.
It's not just the Alaska Russian Orthodox population that enjoys the tradition of Easter bread. Chris says that St. Innocent's annual bake sale is always the Saturday before unorthodox Easter.
We try to do it prior to everybody else's Easter because they like it for their Easter. It's become a tradition for a lot of people who aren't even necessarily Orthodox.
There are over 50,000 followers of Russian Orthodoxy in Alaska and 49 parishes set up across the state. The bread is blessed on Easter Sunday by members of the Russian Orthodox Church and then shared with the congregation. Easter bread is only eaten by the Russian Orthodox between Easter and Pentecost, which is 49 days after Easter. Abby Slater isn't Russian Orthodox, but the making of Easter bread ties her to her Alaska Native family.
I feel really connected, I guess. Maybe that sounds silly because it's just bread, but I feel like I'm participating in something. It's kind of the way that I feel when I cook anything that's an old recipe. You just feel like you're part of something that's older than you and bigger than you.
For AK, I'm Victoria Peterson.